Are there parts of motherhood that did not come naturally?
Do you feel overwhelmed? Are there secrets you wish you knew in advance about the motherhood journey?
Could you use a place to cope with motherhood, laugh your woes away, and lighten the mommy guilt?
Welcome to TORD, Finding a Mom Life Balance.
Welcome back to TORD, Finding a Mom Life Balance. We are kicking off the new year with a series, Parenting, the Skill Sets No One Ever Told You About. The first one up, the Parent Event Planner. Now this one memes, I gotta say, took me by surprise. I didn't realize that it would require so much.
And either you are a person who enjoys these things for yourself, but even if you're not, and your kid is someone that grows to enjoy them or starts to name it, or when they have a circle of friends and their friends have events, they say, oh, I'd like to do this as well. It definitely impacts what your like sign up for these kind of events is really gonna, like what is really underway once you say you're gonna orchestrate all these events.
Yeah, it's something I didn't realize. And I think myth number one I bought into, that these things are easy, you know, to get together and do. I don't remember. And memes, you're better at remembering our childhood than I am, because I, for instance, Torn Tribe, just to give you insight into how far from reality I lived in as a child, I just realized this Christmas that my mom's 40th birthday, the way she celebrated it was by getting. Now, remember, the way that I remember this whole event, I didn't even know there was a birthday involved. I remember the tattoo. I don't remember the reason for it. I just remember being there. Mm-hmm. So I say that to say, when my mom threw me birthday and celebrated the things, the milestones in my life, besides memes, Sweet 16, I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
That's interesting, because I know the way our mom recollects my parties is the disasters that were winter storms, people canceled, January debacles, because people are tired from the holidays, and having someone's birthday 5 days after New Year's makes it difficult. But I think interestingly what it is that we didn't always, or I don't know if you and Dave didn't always opt to, but it's time of year. See, mine were always indoors because of January, and yours could be outdoors. So you might just be meshing them with the fact that they could have been like a park, a barbecue, an outdoor thing. Because I remember lots of Dave's kind of being like that too. Because I had roller skating, but one of you had bowling because you had a big bowling
pin. That was my last birthday party.
So, you know, we did all the things. I just think it all meshes together at some point, because we did a lot of activities, right? Like, we would even do those things for, like, amusement parks in the summer with our cousins. We would do them on a Saturday if we were all getting together. Like, I just think we were often entertained in those kind of ways, so I could see it meshing together.
Yeah.
I just know my Sweet 16 was a huge thing that did not give me anxiety. It didn't give me as much anxiety. Like, I know I got, you know, it was the slap heard around the world in the planning, but even that did not dampen my memory of my Sweet 16 and all the shenanigans that I guess some of my planning caused other people. But in the sense of like my court party and all the high school drama, but I don't know. And then the kids' things have happened because even your wedding and stuff like that were not anxiety filled. I think it really did become the pressure of parenthood, and then that I was doing. I think when it was for someone else, it always added the obliger in me, always added the pressure and anxiety, so it wasn't always enjoyable when Soph was little.
Yeah, that's interesting that you even brought up my wedding because when we started talking about this topic about the parent event planner, what it, my wedding day, because I don't feel like if you, nobody listens to this part, but I feel like I did most of that planning myself. So there wasn't like a parent event planner. It was kind of like come alongside because I already had chosen this place, this time,
Yeah, but even
come
your
face, come
feelings about it, how
join.
you wanted it, you weren't a
Yeah.
bridezilla.
Oh yeah, no.
You
No.
know what
For
I
crying out
mean?
loud, Torrin Tribe, I will tell you, I did my parents a favor and I stopped celebrating my birthday at 8. So maybe that's why I never really saw mommy like get stressed out about event
It's
planning for
interesting
my
that you say
events.
that because what I remember most, and maybe it's just what meant the most, and that's why it's the family cake cutting. Like, I remember an ice cream cake. I remember which ice cream cake I liked after a few years, you know, because there was like a Baskin and Robbins one I liked
Yeah,
for a
correct.
few years. So things like that. But yeah, I think
Yeah, I
it's
will
the
say.
added pressure that parenthood and people's judgment of your parenthood and people. But I also think it's that what we've talked about in other episodes, that parenthood almost seems to give other people the license to give you opinion if they've got children or not. Like, I don't know what is attached to the idea that I'm allowed to raise another human being, but now you think you can tell me about it. I don't know if that's what comes along with it, and that's why it feels so angsty. But yeah, I just remember. So, what inspired this suggested topic is that as I'm approaching planning an 8th birthday, funny enough, 8th birthday party for Soph, and I don't think this will be Soph's last birthday party. Soph is a production queen. Because I've told you, Torn Tribe, the birthday parties come with costumes. Like, she makes it her own, like, I don't know if it's Halloween or if it's Mardi Gras or something. It's like she makes it her own dress up themed thing all the time. And I was realizing that I didn't have on my digital frame, I didn't have highlights from each of those birthday parties. So every time I like remember a thing, I didn't put on there because I was trying to be very like, do I want to see all these pictures all the time as this digital frame swipes through? And then I've realized more and more there's more things that I would love to pop up all the time. So I'm always like going back and adding pictures. So as I'm going backwards from like 7th birthday, 6th birthday, 5th birthday, 4th, you know, and like what the highlight photo was, as I was going back, I felt the growing anxiety because it's become very different now. But as I went back, there were images, there were like venues, there were things I ordered, things I remember were the third thing I ordered because other things were not the size I want. Like all the things that came flooding back to me about what it's been like over the years to be the parent event planner.
And I also think I the reason I bought into this is just easy and it's just happens when I became a parent to celebrate a birthday because first things Torn Tribe that I quickly realized I had bought the lie is that my oldest son, I had just recently adopted him from Ukraine. He had never celebrated his birthday, and quickly his birthday was approaching. And that was the first thing that we celebrated for Sasha was his birthday. I was like, oh, it'll be easy. We have a big family. And I think seeing that growing up, it's like we had people that made cakes. We had. You didn't have to have like a guest list because you were just r inviting your aunts, your uncles, and they got a ton of kids. And so, next thing you know, you have 100 people crammed together in a spot, blasting music, eating whatever Abuelo would cook up. So you didn't have to get a caterer. Everything was just, to me, supplied via the family because the family was so big and so all about getting together. So none of those things seemed like a production until I had to throw my first birthday party for my kid. And I'm like, I don't live near anybody. So Torn Tribe, this is lesson learned. Now I understand. And I still haven't come to a full conclusion as to whether or not the pros and cons, if the cons weigh out, if the pros weigh out the cons with living near family.
Situation by situation.
Yeah, I will say in this birthday situation, I remember thinking like, I don't live near any of his family. This is going to be difficult to get everybody to come here to Charlotte and celebrate. But I'm saying, like, that's what made me think it was going to be easy. But I quickly, that is not true, Torn Tribe. Celebrating your kids is not easy for multiple reasons, right? Even if you do have the family nearby, it's like, how do you quiet the opinions? How do you recognize why you're doing what you're doing and for who you're doing it for? And I think when it's your child, it becomes a whole lot more personal. At least for me, it becomes a whole lot more personal than if I were doing it for myself, you know?
Oh, so. Well, that's not really the reason why it became so difficult for me, because as you know, Torn Tribe, and as you're listening to this, if you're listening to it on release week, there's a special day approaching.
There's a holiday.
Yes, there is an official Mimi Richardson holiday approaching. So I hope you know. If you don't know, you better find out. So,
yeah, and I've bought into it because Lord Jesus knew that I had to commit, so I had to also have a child born on the same holiday.
Exactly, who understands at the core of him the significance of the day we grace this earth. So fabulous. And as we were discussing, we were also coming up with these other myths that arise around birthdays. Dina, can you share our second myth?
Yeah. Is celebrating a must? Must it be a big thing that makes it feel like it's a celebration, right? Like, do you need the 3-tiered cake? Do you need the hall? Do you need, you know, the 100 people? Yeah, all the things. Like, do you need all that to declare it a true celebration and an honoring of someone?
Quite apropos that we're highlighting the approaching event, because I've gone through phases with my own, but the only thing I said, and I think I've shared this before on the podcast, when I was pregnant, was like, oh my goodness, do not make me share a month with this child. January is my whole month, and I was due at the beginning of February or end of like last week of January, beginning of February. And I was like, if she knows what's good for her. But it has still changed. So the idea of like, must you celebrate it? I know, like I said, even the small, like on the day of, we're cutting a cake after dinner, or we're going to have a meal and then having a special, you know, everything in society feeds into that. It has to be a production, because we even sing at restaurants and we make a whole thing. And when you're older and you're going out to clubs, it's like the sparklers are coming and people are getting you cakes and surprising you. I was just remembering with Omar the other day that I decorated my cousin's locker in high school because I loved birthdays. So it was like, we mostly did that for girls in high school. And yet I wanted him to feel special, and it wasn't just for my girlfriends. I included him in having his locker decorated. So it's like, in sharing that tradition with the kids, it's always a consideration of like, does it have to be a whole big formal thing? But even when it isn't that, there was a year, and I don't think this was last year, but the year before, that Sophie had cake on the day, a celebration at either daycare or school, and an event. Now that is ridiculous, but it happened, guys. I signed up for all of it, got different goodie bags and two different, like, similar themes, but not exactly the same theme, like, for them. And like, So I think you start that way, and then you start to, like, everything we advise is like, please tune in and don't make it just what you're thinking or what other people are thinking. Figure out if your kid is all about it. Because also, like I said, my kid added that she wants to be in a theme or dress up when she celebrates her birthday. So I can only imagine her in her teens and when she's over 18 and celebrating in the world, what that's going to look like and how much it's going to cost us. But tuning into, like, is the big crowd and the spotlight and all that, the thing your kid is into, should also define, like, are all those things necessary? Because it doesn't have to be. And then it could be milestone events. Like, we were just talking about our up-and-coming graduates. Like, what's the celebration for that? And what do they desire as the way we commemorate? Because a lot of it comes with, like, what are you investing? Like you said, the tiered cake, the rental hall, the whatever. Or is it a trip? Because I know you preferred, rather than a quince or a sweet 16, you preferred travel. So, like, what does your kid want? Should also mitigate how much of this event planning you have to do.
Yeah, I agree. And it's I think the key word is celebrate, not how you do. Think that part of this myth is true, that you should celebrate your child's wins, right? Like, celebrate the day that they were born or brought into your family, or the milestones that they're accomplishing. And those milestones don't even need to be milestones. I know for us, like, there are many things that we celebrate in our older son's life that are unique to his situation, right? So I do think it's healthy and it's important for our children to know that we value them, we honor them, we respect them, and we acknowledge their presence. But like you're saying, Meme, because they're uniquely made, we need to realize what's the way that they're going to understand it as attaboy, you know? Like, how are they going to understand that we're celebrating, not just having an event? Because I will say, there are many times in a lot of our celebrations that you could feel lonely in a crowd or forgotten that this event happened because of you. So, you know, just making sure that you connect with your child and celebrate them the way that they would actually understand that you're celebrating their accomplishment or whatever it is that you're giving them a thumbs up for.
And I think it also helps guide them and not getting caught up in everything we were saying in that first myth, like what other people say, what they should do, the obligatory, you know, huge blowout or invite everyone. Like, it really should be something that they desire and are looking forward to or feels aligned with who they are. And they should be able to carry that on when they're choosing or, so you know, creating traditions and celebrations for themselves and their families in the future.
Yeah, so it's stepping away from the Insta-worthy and the Pinterest make-believe, but into true love and appreciation, right? Because at the end, we have to recognize why we're celebrating them. And I think as parents, we can all agree that it's because we love and appreciate our little people tremendously. And so we tend to go a little overboard and sometimes need to bring it in. The other myth that I would like to get out there, because I think it's a myth of parenting in general, but it kind of goes with this event planning. Emotions are all positive when you're pulling this together. No, it's not. It's okay to sometimes be angry as you tie those goodie bags.
and tired and overwhelmed, and just,
and I gotta say, some
away from pulling your hair out.
Yeah, because sometimes you pick a theme and you find yourself driving to every flipping Walmart trying to find these t-shirts in a whole bunch of different sizes, and then you begin the assembly. Mm-hmm. A golden birthday.
Or maybe for the love of a child, you decide that in less than 12 hours, you're going to learn how to make balloon animals and objects.
Yeah, see, skills that you did not know you needed just because you became a parent.
Exactly.
Like these event planning things that go awry. So it is okay to feel all the feelings. And I think actually feeling all the feelings allows us to actually appreciate the
What goes into
execution
it? Yeah,
of the
everything else
event.
is
Yeah, no one
different.
else is going to fully appreciate that day as much as you, who's been fully invested in seeing it come to fruition. Not
And
even the
thus
child.
emerged the smash cake. These are the traditions. But like, if you ask yourself, like, who started that? Like, someone was commenting to me today about like matching PJs or theme PJs. Like, when did everything become a theme thing? I was like, when social media became a thing. Like, whenever
Yeah.
there was like a time to take a picture and share a thing, then ever it was like, oh, there's a theme. Oh, this is your mask, your hat, your glasses, your shirt, your whatever. And then we make it a whole production.
So it does not have to be a production tour and drive. So we're telling you step away from that, release yourself, and some of the tips are feel your feelings and accept help. But it
It
doesn't
doesn't mean
mean that you just have to say yes to everybody and their ideas. You can also say, hey, I need your help with this specific thing. Iron some labels on a t-shirt.
with the exact amount of resources and shirts and no room for error. Go.
Yes. No pressure. But I truly think our biggest tip, Torn Tribe, is anchor it in your why. Why do you do the things that you do as a parent? I know oftentimes I find myself coming back to that.
And
If the event or the planning for that event is driving me away from the why, I love my children so much. I say no to it and I put it down and I walk away. I don't care how far along I've gone. I try to drive it right back because event, you want joy, right? So it's up for the having if you just put some of these unrealistic things to bed.
definitely. And like my epiphany from my reflection is that as the years have passed and a little bit has been skills from my career, but I think it's also confidence. I think it's also seeing what I've accomplished, what last minute little thing I actually pulled off and what I'm not going to take a risk on next time, or how many backflips I was willing to do at one point that now I'm like, this cannot be part of the execution. And then you start to see what really matters, what landed the best, what your kid enjoyed the most, and how your family could make the memories. So it gets better. But yes, definitely use those tips and think about what really is the point of it. What size celebration you think is appropriate and would be the most memorable, and then accept that it's a roller coaster of emotions.
And meme, you hit the nail on the head, which we'll close with this. Ask your child what they liked the most. That is the key question to ask, because and then you'll realize what their heart really cares about, and that'll help guide you to your next event. And now for our men's segment, where we share a highlight from the week. So memes for our men's segment, and the thing that helps us keep it all together so we can keep showing up for this parenting gig. So what's mending you?
My beautiful mindful journal, my new pens, and my new coffee mug, which all were courtesy of my lovely co-host and sister and her family, the Ramsey clan for Christmas, have, and I don't want to jinx myself, consecutive days since I opened it before the new year, of logging in the morning, and it has a reflection for the end of the day. And it is honestly the feeling of putting pen to paper on a fresh page that I'm really enjoying with great tools. It is something that makes my day. So it's all of it. I'm trying to like just be present, keep it simple, but it has gratitude bullets, it has intention bullets. So it's right on par with what 2024 is going to be all about for me. And I'm just enjoying taking the time and being present.
Well, that's awesome. I knocked it out of the park, Torn Trying. There you go. Winner, winner, you? Chicken dinner.
How about you? What's mending you?
Well, kind of along the same thread of like doing something. I have engaged in a 90-day challenge, which is I am going to read the entire Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, in 90 days. And so that's about like 14 chapters a day.
Wow.
Some people listen to it. I'm actually reading it out loud because I just process better that way. But I'm also reading it in the order in which it was written, not the order in which it was canonized. So you start with your brother Job, who went through a lot of bad stuff. So I've made it through there. But the one thing what I like about it is that, one, I can't forget what I read. So I'm getting the full... There's nothing like reading a book in one sitting, right? Like if you ever done that with any text, like if you just sit down and read an entire book from cover to cover in one sitting, it's very different than if you were to read a little bit, walk away, come back and read a little bit more. Just getting other insights. And so I'm on day, I think, 4. And so I actually finished the book of Job, and like what mended my soul was realizing that at the root of all the horror that Job went through, because guys, like all his children, all his livestock, all his property, and it just kept getting worse and ended up with like a rash and boils. It was crazy. But all throughout, the theme that threaded the entire book of what caused asked him to do, which was curse God and die, was his desire to keep his integrity. And I was like, oh man, how much this man valued integrity. And it just made me start thinking, like as a parent, you are integrity, that we're willing to keep saying no to our kids for certain things that they ask for that are just not good for them at this point, right? Like don't give in to, there is a such thing as like parenting bullying, like children bullying their parents into a decision. Enforce me for parenting, like, hey, choose integrity every time. In the end, you will be far better off, even if in the midst of trying to keep it, you go through fire and brimstone.
The whining just continues.
I know. Your eardrums might bleed and your heart might race and your anger might rise. But keep that integrity. Keep saying no to those kids. Mm-hmm. So yeah. That's what's mending me. Well, Torn Tribe, we would love to hear from you. And guys, you need to submit a review, because reviews and 5 stars solamente help other people hear about parenting woes and laugh their woes away and get tips and feel not alone on the parenting journey. So like, share, subscribe, and rate us and leave us some comments. Tell our folks how to stay connected.
Share at TornMLB on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Please send us an email to tornmlb@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Choose grace. When you feel torn, choose grace.